Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
You want to make more money, right?
Everybody does.
Well, we are about to, here in the break room, tell you how to get at least 10% more annually right now.
It's a million-dollar idea.
If you make $900,000 a year.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah, you do the math.
You're going to love what you'll have to do to
and
get it.
And you said it's easy.
It doesn't get easier.
And I'll want to do it.
You got it. So much so that all the logic in the world tells us this would actually have the opposite effect on your career.
Damn.
So why do folks who do this make more money?
Have I done it in the past?
You do it today.
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah.
So I should go upstairs.
You're
hanging
out
money.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. A study in the Journal of Labor shows that folks who drink make, on average, 10 to 14% more annually at
booze.
Work.
You booze it on the job.
Then folks who
on the
don't
job.
Drink. No,
in general.
No. Not on the job.
Drinkers.
Drinkers
make
I love
more.
How he heard on the job. Oh, okay. Yeah, let's crack one open every morning.
Well, reaches into that fake plant, comes the bottle, he hides.
Well, I was doing that for a while.
Yes, you were. And I know. I think that had the opposite effect. Let me say that again, where there's a man in a tracksuit not going, you guys want to drink right now? If you drink, on average, you are making more money than your coworkers who are sober.
Is there anything alcohol can't do? It's a miracle drug.
Good and bad, I guess.
So do they give the reasons why?
No.
Maybe it just means you're more social?
Okay, we'll get into it.
Okay.
But I'm not done with the insane information.
Okay.
Because it's about to get more
insaner. What are we drinking?
Folks who visit a bar at least once a month make an additional 7% more than people who drink at home.
Just going to the bar.
You got it. So if you are a drinker who goes out to the bar, you are on average making about 1/5 more than your sober coworker.
Damn.
Anybody want to take a shot at why this is? Kimmy, you want to go with the social aspect?
Yeah, I think maybe it just means overall, like you're a little bit more social of a person. Maybe you have a relationship that goes beyond work with your coworkers. So that's the only reason I'm thinking maybe this coincides with making more money.
All right, let's take a walk down that road.
Let's do it.
All right. So traditionally, what Kimmy is describing has been a thing, right? Deals get done over drinks, Tommy.
Yeah, the three martini lunch.
I'm not even talking about, like, you know, doesn't even have to be drinking with your coworkers, but maybe the fact that you are out drinking a lot with friends and things means you're a more social person, which would also translate to being more social at work.
But being social at work doesn't always help Likeable. Your career. Okay. Now, we have seen studies that show it's not the hardest.
You know how to communicate, talk to people.
Yeah, we've seen studies that show that it's not the hardest worker that gets promoted. Mm-hmm. It's the most likable in the office. Okay, that could be something. But just because you hang out at a bar doesn't mean that
well,
you're likable.
Yeah,
in fact,
you're right.
There's lots of guys I met in bars that were the least likable people I ever met.
Who would that be?
You want to take a shot at this one?
Well, I like to drink an ass.
No, I get that it's a good thing for most people listening. Mm-hmm. I'm asking you why.
Maybe because you're more relaxed.
Okay.
You know, like you have something to look forward to at the end of the day. Like that's your treat. You get to have a couple of cocktails where somebody doesn't get that. Maybe he's a little bit more wound up and uptight.
So your argument is relaxed people get further in life.
Well, you're looser and you play better loose, right?
Okay.
You do. You warm up.
But no, this would be at the end of the day. I hope you're not going to the bar at 6 in the morning.
No, but it puts you, but it's a little treat at the end of the day. It's something to look forward to.
Okay.
Going out to a bar. I mean, it's kind of, it's fun.
Okay, no, I get it.
So, I mean, I think somebody that has a little fun at the end of their day maybe has a better approach at work in the morning.
Okay.
I'm not saying, you know, hungover, wasted, but if you go out and have a couple of cocktails, which most people say you're fine, you're good.
But you would think.
There's no, he cites no scientific information.
They say two drinks for dudes, one drinks for lady.
No, that's to not.
Two drinks for lady if you want to have some fun.
That's for not getting drunk. I mean, there was a study that we saw at the end of last year. Several sources saying no alcohol is safe.
Yeah, but that's crap. Nothing's safe. No sugar, right? They say sugar shouldn't touch your lips, you die.
You don't eat sugar.
I know. Look at me. Look at his tracksuit.
What argument?
You're nice and fisty.
Kimmy, you were saying, I'm sorry.
So this has nothing to do with how often you drink. It's just the fact that
you're
you drink.
So,
I mean, that could just mean like maybe you have a drink on the weekends or something.
Okay, right? You're right.
Like, I mean, I think Tommy's painting a picture of somebody who is a regular
drinker. Have a couple
drinker,
of drinks tonight.
Which may not be the case here.
Okay, but the fact that the bar goer makes even more than just the standard drinker leads me to believe. Stop.
Yeah, because you don't.
Done.
Leads me to believe that. Not the more you drink, as in I'm hands and knees drunk, but the more you drink, you may be making more money on average. It, look, I'm with you. It is counterintuitive.
Yeah.
Could you would think folks that are sober, just based on how your brain would be working, how fresh you would be.
A little bit more sharp.
Yeah,
but they're lamos. You know what I mean? Nobody wants to hang with your lame ass.
Lamos get jobs done,
man. Maybe they don't get promoted because they get the job done.
Yeah, not like that. It's super exciting. Bill Gates or Jeff Bezos, those super exciting, cool, really personable guys. Wozniak.
You don't know what those guys are like at home.
I've seen what's happened with Jeff Bezos when he got a girlfriend. Check out my passion. My head is bald.
I wonder, though, if there's a perception of sober people that you work with where like maybe you think they're judging you for not having a healthier lifestyle or not or being the one who sometimes drinks. So that could lead to you being a little less trusting of that person, or a little bit more, maybe it makes them more unlikable, which would, I don't know. I'm talking myself through this and it's not making sense.
Okay,
in my head.
All right, that makes sense. Well, Kimmy's working it out.
But yeah, like I think, because you know how Tommy acts sometimes around people who are sober, he automatically assumes, like, oh, they're judgy, they're goody two shoes, they're too good for us. And that could lead to people who live those types of lifestyles being less liked at work.
Cast out. Okay. Yeah.
So look at, like, when this building was full of people.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Think of the people that made the most money in this building.
Uh-huh.
And how much they drank compared to the people that did not drink and made the least amount of money in this building.
Okay, first of all, I just assume those people that were making that money were stealing it. Second of all,
still, hey, the bank don't care how you get the money.
They do, actually, if you're stealing it from the bank. Two, you have no data to back up. You're just picking and choosing people in your head
that made bank,
that drank a lot, and
then the lamos, you know, they came in with like stirrup pants, didn't make any money.
First of all,
drink.
How else do you ride a horse to work? Second of all, you have nothing to back up what you're saying.
The sales team made bank.
There were people that didn't drink all that much on the sales team.
Not back then, bro. There was no everybody that sold back in the day power drinking. Power snorting.
What the hell are
back
you doing?
Back in the day. You couldn't do it without a little booger sugar.
Yeah, no, I hear you. If you're looking to buy advertising at WCMF.com.
Back in the day, and by the way, the sales were up back then.
How are you so bad at this?
back in the day.
Oh, you're so bad at this.
I'm talking about.
You just lost your tracksuit endorsement, my friend.
I'm talking about in the 90s.
252 WCMF. As you hear Man Who Drinks blowing up his career live on the radio.
And now it's lame in here now.
A study from the Journal of Labor shows that folks who drink make on average 10 to 14% more at work than folks who don't. And going further, folks who go out to drink at bars make an additional 7% more. So if you are someone who goes out to the bar to drink, you are on average making about one-fifth, 20% more than your sober coworkers. 252-WCMF, we're trying to figure out why. We're talking being relaxed. We're
are
talking
they cheery?
Being social? Yeah, no, there's nothing more cheery than the guy who was out drinking the night before.
How about he goes out and gets a little fanny on the side? He's feeling good when he comes to work in the morning? Come on.
Again, what do you just... Is this a new break called Things That Never Happened to Tommy?
I got some fanny in the day, bro.
252-WCMF. What's up, Josh? How are you, buddy?
All right, guys. Pretty good. I think you're looking at it backwards, or at least the study is.
Okay.
I think it's the people who make more money have that disposable income, so they go for social ads.
Ooh!
Oh, so they have bank to go out, which was kind of my point to begin
with. No, it wasn't!
Was not
the salespeople made the money to went out and got
drunk. No, you said they made the money because they were drinking, stupid.
But it still works.
Doing deals on the side, man.
All right, now, now, Josh, that is a... By the way, he just pointed to Kimmy while he made fun of... She made fun of him.
Yes, that's what I said.
All right, Josh, now, I don't hate your theory. That is a big brain theory, bro. But if we were going to get away from that theory, could you come up with a reason why drinkers are making more money than non-drinkers?
It's probably close to what you guys were saying as far as being relaxed, but it's also the climbing the ladder mentality. Like, obviously the boss probably likes to drink, or at least, you know, stereotypically. So it's, you're more in line with the likes and dislikes of the people signing your checks or the people in control of your direct raises.
Okay. All right. I'm glad you brought that up. Josh, thanks for the call, buddy. I really appreciate it. So let's talk about that. That drinking with your boss would benefit you.
Yeah.
Sure about that?
No.
Well, I have drank with bosses.
Listen.
Yeah, like, you have been promoted in 30 years.
Oh, maybe. All right.
No, not maybe. You have not been promoted in 30 years.
What percentage of people that you have gone out drinking with can find that delicate balance of being appropriate and holding back, especially if it's a work relationship? I'm guessing it's a pretty small percentage.
Like how much
people.
Drinking you should do in front of your coworker?
Yeah. Or even just in front of friends sometimes.
I mean,
there's social rules if you go out with the boss and you don't drink if he don't drink.
No, I
right? Like if you go out to lunch and he gets a beer, it's okay to have a beer. He goes soda, you go soda.
I got it, but I think what Kimmy's talking about, let's talk a happy hour situation,
all right.
Right? Everyone's going out after work, the boss is there.
Yeah.
You're right, there are social rules you follow as to not, you know, embarrass yourself.
We're
going to
watch your throttle.
I think everybody has a different line as to what's appropriate and what's not.
But like you say, watch your throttle. That's easy to say as a sober person.
Yes.
Right?
Is.
That throttle becomes a little more loose with every drink. Mm-hmm. We have watched people napalm their careers.
Yeah, buddy.
Drinking with the boss.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking with the boss at work parties where you're literally drinking in your office.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're puking in the boss's office. And I'm sorry, go ahead, Kimmy.
I was going to say, I also wonder, because Josh brought up, you know, drinking with your boss, because he kind of assumed that your boss drank, or that was the picture he was painting.
Yeah.
I wonder how much your boss's lifestyle has to do with who gets promoted and who doesn't. Because if your boss all of a sudden decides they're on, like, a health kick, or they're, like, a super healthy person, they run marathons, they do all the healthy stuff, like, I wonder if you're more likely to get along with that boss if you're lifestyle aligns.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Like, does the boss kind of set the precedent for that, I wonder?
I mean, you do see people trying to emulate what the boss is likes and, you know,
but it comes across as such a kiss ass.
I agree with you, but does it work?
Everybody likes their ass kiss, so maybe it does.
And imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
Like, if you have a boss that promotes sober living, I wonder how much that's in the back of your mind.
Gross.
when you're out with them or at work, and how you talk and what you say your interests are.
All good questions. 252 WCMF, again, a study in the Journal of Labor found that people who drink make 10 to 14% more than people who don't on average. Going further, people who drink at bars make an additional 7% more. So you could be making 20% more if you are out drinking at bars.
You're going up the cool ladder.
So let's talk about the potential drawbacks.
All right.
Because socially, this could have a negative effect on your relationship, right?
At home, you mean?
Well, yeah. Like, for example, if I look at this and I go, honey, I can make 20% more at my job, and I start going to happy hour twice a week, leaving my wife to handle stuff with the kids at home,
hockey. Well, you can't do it. You're too tight.
But that's just it. That would become a problem fast, right?
You have no room for a drinking problem right now.
And past that, going back to the drinking with the boss idea, I get in the past the boss that, like, owned the company.
Yeah.
Right? You drinking with them, well, they like you. They see potential in you. They're going to promote you. This is going to help you. Here's your raise.
Yeah.
I assume now that most people where they worked were kind of just numbers on a page.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So even if you had a really good relationship with your boss.
That cozy relationship is gone.
It can't benefit you.
Yeah.
They could love you.
Yeah.
But if 35252 isn't hitting their budget this week, I'm not going to give you that raise. So. True.
Yeah, those days are over.
I wonder how much of that 10 to 14% more is from people who were able to have those relationships 20, 30 years ago and are still in the workforce.
Yeah, and got a nice bump out of it.
You got it.
No, that's a good point.
Well, obviously, I made it.
Yeah, look at that.
You were like, drunk, do it, raise this money, gotta always be selling.
Drink yourself rich.
We'll take one more call, 252-WCMF. That book would sell, bro.
You ain't kidding.
Bob's going to wrap it up for us. Hey, Bobo, how are you, buddy?
Bob, I mean, Duffy.
You're Bob.
You're the one that keeps saying Tommy's been doing this, but you do it more, and I don't know if you realize it. You go out drinking to all the Buffalo Bills games,
and then
get invited to the boss's suite in the game. Who else in the break room has been invited to the boss's suite twice?
Ooh, all of these things are good points.
Charlie's suck up.
Me, I'm Charlie Suck.
You're Charlie Suck.
Can I be Charlie Hustle instead? That sounds cooler.
Well, you hustled with a sucko.
Okay. All right, Bob. No, look, but you're now that I'm thinking about it.
You're the only one that spent time out drinking with the boss.
You're right.
And you talk to him on a regular basis.
We're getting very close.
I don't even know the guy's last name.
He has a Rush pinball machine, so I'm trying to stay as close to him as possible. No, Bob, you make a valid point. All right, so with that being said, do you believe that drinking with the boss benefits you?
As long as you do it correctly and you're not an idiot like Tommy, sure.
The hell did I do?
No, but here's the thing. I was an idiot, Bob, and my boss will tell you both times I went out there, I was a complete idiot, and I don't think it's hurt me yet. I still have my job.
You're doing something right, Duffy. I don't know what it is.
Thank you.
There you go. Take that.
Bob, thanks for the call, buddy. I really appreciate it. Okay, I didn't do it intentionally, but I did do it.
But he also is a guy that likes to have a couple.
Well, he's not.
Lead.
Oh, he's not.
No, like. I think he thought like I really like, which I do really like to drink, but I don't drink nearly.
So you
as much
think
as
he
as
was
do.
Doing it to accommodate you to have a couple drinks with you?
I assumed that was kind the case.
Oh, okay, he's a Kansas City guy. West guys usually drink.
No,
I'll have one if you have one.
No, it was it was a beer standoff.
Oh, right.
And like, here's the thing. Having a blast with the guy. Now that I'm thinking about it, I've gotten intoxicated with like every boss we've ever had.
Yeah, except for the ones down. No, I've gotten drunk with her.
Yeah.
Not like that. I mean, you know. No, I mean,
this is going to be great. We were
on vacation.
You're not helping.
And I almost got beat up at a bar in front of our boss now.
Man, maybe that would have got you a raise.
Oh, look at the poor man on the floor writhing around. This break will be studied in communication classes forever.
Why?
On how to get fired immediately from your job. What are you talking about? I drank with my boss. Not like that. We were on vacation.
Yes. No, it was all in the up and up. It was all in square.
All right, so I guess go get drunk with your boss.
Yeah, have fun.
Or don't. I don't know. Let's take a break.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whoops!
What happened?
Looking for sex can get you in all kinds of trouble.
Oh, yeah.
It made a victim of one person from the East Side. But they did something most people would not. They faced their embarrassment head on.
Okay.
With other people who would find out what they did, thinking they were going to get laid. You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tommy.
Yeah, buddy.
This story comes to us from Penfield. And it starts with a 23-year-old guy who, according to police, met a lady, or someone, I'm sorry, someone.
Okay.
On a social media app.
Okay.
Things were going well. And after 3 hours of chatting, the person they were talking to started sending them naked photos.
Oh,
after
man.
After 3 hours.
Yeah.
The kid hit.
You ain't kidding, man. How lucky are you?
Man, bro.
So here's the thing.
This is
going
to go wrong.
Though. It's your night, bro.
Why would it go wrong if we're talking about it right now?
It's your night, bro. Yeah.
So this person who sent the naked photos, they wanted something in return. This dude happily obliged.
Well, you got to step up,
That's
bro.
That's right, buddy.
What happened?
Well, the story doesn't end in a sexy rendezvous. Because when this 23-year-old guy sent these naked photos, his sexy new friend began to threaten him. They wanted $1,000 cash. And they said if they didn't get that cash, they were going to send those photos to everyone they were friends with on that social media
app. No.
Friends, family,
extortion.
Coworkers, you got it. So let's pause the story for a second. It is important to understand how bad these photos of this gentleman could have been.
Mm-hmm.
And I want everyone listening to think of yourself at 23.
Yeah.
Think what you thought would have been sexy at 23.
What you could have been talked into after already receiving
everything.
Photos.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
This could be more than just a pic of some dude showing off his dong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, with all that in mind,
yeah,
this young man had a decision to make.
What did he do?
Well, you can A, pay the $1,000 and hope they go away, or B, refuse to give them the money and hope they are making empty threats.
Yeah.
Which one are you choosing?
Now I'm not paying.
Okay.
Then I would have paid.
Kimmy, what are you doing?
What am I choosing as a 23-year-old woman?
Yes.
I'm probably going to do whatever I can to make that go away.
So you're going to pay the $1,000?
Yeah.
Okay. This man refused to give them the money.
Okay.
And he took it a step further. He called the cops.
All right.
Okay, smart move.
Okay.
So you should do.
You're right.
So he hung it out there twice.
Yeah. It is probably the smartest thing.
It is.
That being said.
He leaned into it.
Could you imagine having to explain to the responding officers what the situation was?
Mm-hmm.
Tommy, would you hope for a male or a female officer to respond to that call?
I want a guy.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think a guy, at least I, you know, I can explain myself.
Okay, but he's probably going to like laugh at you. But see, she may be more understanding. I feel like women are more understanding.
But she may also think that's gross, you're bad. You know what I mean? I might get scolded more by a woman.
Bro, she's a cop. She's seen things. I think a guy sending a dong pic is like the least of her day.
True.
But I don't know what I'm going to get here. I think I'd be more comfortable with a male cop.
Okay.
Talking about my penis.
Kimmy, would you want a female cop in that situation?
Personally, yes.
We're talking about your penis.
Yeah.
Okay. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. So he made the right move?
Oh, I think so.
Okay.
It's tough, especially at that age, to have that wherewithal. Because at 23, man, I ain't got those chops.
It is a very ballsy move, no pun intended, obviously. Because you are, even calling the cops, rolling the dice big time with your reputation.
On who you're communicating with.
Well, I mean, in the beginning, absolutely. But I mean in the calling the cops part, not paying them $1,000. Yeah. And I get it is not the worst thing in the world to have a naked picture of yourself floating around.
No, but at that age, as a kid, you need some. You have to have some really thick skin. To weather all that.
Yeah. Don't you think it would be more embarrassing the older you are?
I would think
20-something, it's not that it's expected, but I don't think you're being judged as harshly
as if you've got grandparents, you've got parents, aunts and uncles.
No kids yet, though, likely.
But you may have younger brothers and sisters. I mean, you got things going on in your life where maybe all those people are dead.
Okay, so this could go one of two ways. Because, look, Kimmy, I agree with you. With the gift of hindsight, as we are older people, you're right. At 23, it should matter the least.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You can get over it.
The older you get, you're right, the less you would care. Unless you are doing this behind the back of a partner.
Like there may be more on the line here.
But that would be at any generation thing. Then.
But
I'm sorry, you got a girlfriend at 23, whatever.
No, but you were married at 23.
You're right, I was. Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, that could be that too, who knows?
Thank God no one wanted to see my penis. Yeah.
Well, are you more worried about disappointing your parents or your kids? Like, are you more worried about your reputation with the older set in your family, or would this be more embarrassing if you have like you said, younger siblings, nieces and nephews, grandkids?
Well, they're gonna light you up.
The younger set, I think, could understand it better.
But they're also gonna light your ass up.
Yeah, but
like, they're gonna bring it up every
grandpa
time.
Grandpa nudes. Oh, that's tough. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
just thinking of myself, and let's say my brother did this when I was 15,
mm-hmm.
and he was 23. I ain't letting it go, man. I mean, to this day.
Yeah, me neither.
He's 78 years old.
Yeah.
It would come up at least once a month in our weekly phone call.
Well, if it wouldn't have come up in the first place, we wouldn't be in this problem.
Thank you.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this 23-year-old guy from Penfield. He met someone on social media, started chatting 3 hours. After that 3 hours, they sent him a naked picture, and they wanted stuff in return.
Yeah,
he sent it, and as soon as he did, they started to extort him. They wanted $1,000 in cash, and said if they didn't get that cash, they were going to send those photos to everybody on that social media site that he was friends with. He called the cops. He didn't pay. We don't know what happened, by the way. This person is still at large. I mean, it's hard to find these people.
Yeah.
They may not even be in this country, for goodness sake.
Sure.
Damn Russians and their dong pics.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But, I mean, whatever you do, you are exposing yourself in some way, with the exception of paying the $1,000. And even in paying the $1,000, there's no guarantee.
True.
They could come back and ask for more money.
And they will. That's how it works.
So we got Instagram messages coming in. A. Lawson writes, "This sounds like my buddy. He did the same thing at 19 years old." These poor kids, man.
I know.
These poor kids. He's like, bro, we would have done this at 18 to 23. There's no question in my mind. If a girl starts sending me naked pictures and she goes, "Let me see your dog," without even thinking, "Yeah, here you go." Pa-choo.
But I knew guys like back in the day before the internet that got played by girls, like that had faces and
like
cars.
People they actually knew.
Knew that got played by girls for money, and we all found out about it. And it was, we had one kid, she was knocked up, and she was going to make it go away. I need $600. Gets the six bills, gives it to her. I'm talking $600 in 1977.
That's $24,000 now.
Yeah. Like, you're about to give birth to the golden child. And, of course, he got totally scammed. And then I had another bunny. He was cheating on his wife. Mm-hmm. And the chick came to
a... I love how you do that a quick brush over the beginning. He was cheating on his wife. And...
so she wanted, and, you know, he had some bank. Mm-hmm. 5G.
But he brought this on himself.
Yes.
I mean,
so
this
he
wasn't
pays
really...
it. He pays it. My point is, she comes back a month later, I want another $5,000.
Mm.
And at that point, he goes, you know what, man? Call her. I'm not giving you $10,000. It ain't worth it. You know what I mean? But they'll never go away. So if you pay these people, you're always going to be on the hook. They're just going to chase you down.
Yeah.
They know you're a sucker once. They're just going to come back for another meal ticket.
I did want to give a 20-something more credit because I would think that the age
buddy?
Of this person surprised me because I would think that somebody who grew up in the age of the internet would be more likely to spot that kind of scam.
Okay.
You know?
I think that you are underestimating how complicated these scams have gotten.
You're right. You're right.
Because, so we've noticed this on our own social media, Twitter especially.
Yeah.
We're getting all these new friends requests from people that say they're from Rochester.
Mm-hmm.
And they follow all Rochester people. And then you start to go through their posts, and they're obviously bots.
Yeah.
So it looks like someone from here. Mm-hmm. They have local stuff in their thing, but there's no way these are real people. So, Kimmy, I mean, if you look, like, from here,
mutual
friends.
But I just always assume this is going to happen to somebody a little bit older. Just because I would think they're younger, a younger person is a little more savvy or a little more skeptical.
He's also got a boner and they're talking sex and you can, you know,
kinda, talking sex.
A good looking chick will cloud your judgment faster than meth.
I've never tried meth, but I agree with the chick thing.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Both will distort your face over time.
We got folks sitting on hold. We're getting a ton of Instagram messages from guys who said this exact thing happened to them. Again, this guy out
You're kidding me.
23 years old, says that the story is that we have here, sent a naked picture to a woman he met on social media after she sent stuff, I say woman, person, to him first. They then extorted him for $1,000. He called the cops. Jaden writes us, I had this happen when I was 16. They wanted $5,000. For them not to send it to my friends on Facebook, I didn't pay and nothing happened, but it scared the shiznit out of me, though.
Oh, yeah.
$5,000 a 16-year-old kid.
Oh, my God.
We've heard of people paying without even knowing what that person has on them. Because there are those scams that say, like, we accessed your computer's camera or your phone's camera, and we have videos of you. And people will just, not even knowing if it's true or not, will pay just to... save themselves potentially.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Victor. Hey, Victor, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys.
Yep.
You know, unless I'm getting down and dirty with a farm animal, at 23, I look pretty damn good. I'm going to just say go ahead and release the photos.
All right, first of all, it's all about perspective, beauty, eyes, beholder, etc.
Like a rock, like the old song. You know.
Gross, man. but, I mean, Victor, look, I think it's easy at this age to look back and say, yeah, no problem. Do your worst. I mean, think of the people you knew. Think of the friends you had that would have ripped you apart. There's one more thing I want us all to consider here, right? Because we're talking about parents, grandparents seeing this stuff. It's all of his friends, bosses, ex-teachers, priests. Victor, at 23, as men, we all had women that we were keeping around. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I know.
Right? In case,
I
like,
do.
Okay. And then there were women that we were... courting?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You were serious.
You wanted them to think you were cool.
And, yes. And you wanted them to believe they were all the only one. Victor, if they get this picture, every project you were working on at that age disappears, bro.
Yeah,
but you may gain more projects. If it's a good picture, you're gaining more.
I don't think so.
That is the dumbest.
More followers, man.
That is the dumbest
dude take
I've ever heard. You're
giving yourself way too much credit.
It's an advertise. It's a good advertisement for you at 23. Let it all out, man. There's 10 million pictures online of nude people. Nobody cares. One more, nobody's going to care.
Victor, great take, buddy. Thanks for the call.
You don't care.
They're all going to come crawling at me.
The first thing I thought of, because, like, think about how many, and this is terrible, but, you know, we all grow up and learn lessons. Like, think about how many women you were, like, stringing along.
Yeah, sure.
Between 18 and 23.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they were the only ones. And if we could only make the timing work until we can, you know, why not get together? If they got that photo, if they knew I was sending dong pics to other women, every woman that I had a semi-romantic relationship.
Yeah, the word gets out immediately.
It's gone. And in a town like this, Who am I meeting?
Yeah, you're done.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, all of my prospects have now dried up.
You got to move to Batavia. I mean, that might not even work.
I got to say, man, the kid did the right thing by the book. Oh, calling the cops and not paying the money. But
I'm impressed.
I got to tell you, man, I think I'm paying. I would not have the balls to roll the dice on that.
I wouldn't. Yeah, I don't have those balls. I also don't have $1,000.
I was thinking last night at 23 years old, because you're right, I didn't have a grand to throw.
You have a grand now.
Let's put it at like 20 years old before I met my wife. I was trying to think about how I would come up with this money.
$1,000.
I would have to come up with it. How am I getting
it? I'd have to borrow it for somebody.
But why are they asked, why do you need $1,000?
Right. I would have to be one of my scummy buddies who were also broke.
Yeah.
So I'm out.
Oh, this poor guy.
Yeah, I know.
I know he put himself in this situation, but he is the victim in the story.
He was just having some fun with it was a mutual relationship.
And she, or them, as far as he knew, initiated the nakedness.
Right.
Ah!
I feel bad for the kid.
Yeah, me too.
I wonder, because I would think, like, you growing up with that technology, you always knew, don't put your face in it. Like, do you think he had to be convinced to put his face in it, or he's just like, here I am?
I think that that's another good question.
Like, did she coax him into this, like, to get a better blackmail picture, or do you think he just straight up, just without even needing much, here I am, full frontal, here's my face and everything. Here's a close-up if you want it.
I mean, women can talk you into doing anything.
No, but, like, whether or not she had to, I mean, yeah, you're right, they can. Was he ballsy enough to just put his face in it right away?
Oh.
Check me out! And here's the thing. If he's got tattoos, you wouldn't even need a face.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about ink.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you would immediately know. All right. I guess the moral of the story is keep your penis to yourself.
Yes.
Fair?
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a break.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
You think you want this. And look, I get why you think you want this.
It sounds good.
You want the game to be fair, right? We've all been screwed by these calls. And how do you not see what we all see?
Well, this sounds good.
No, it's not. You don't
want
this. It is very bad. The yogurt is also cursed. No, man, because not only is this going to affect the game, it is going to disproportionately hurt your Buffalo Bills.
Well, that blows.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So the NFL is always trying to enhance the game.
Yeah.
And every year they allow teams and the league to propose rule changes.
Right, make some votes. Yeah.
Make some votes.
Yeah.
They go in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Add a little flour, baking soda.
Yeah.
And they make some votes.
Bring it to a boil.
It was announced yesterday.
Whatever.
That the NFL will allow replay assistance for roughing the passer calls.
Oh. Oh. That's going to get really ugly and complicated.
All right, so let me explain it to you. I'm going to read you the quote. This is from Tom Pelissero, who's an NFL insider. It says, the competition committee, the replay assistant, so that will be coming from upstairs, okay, not the guy on the field,
yeah,
will not be permitted to correct certain types of incorrect calls for roughing the passer, must be purely objective. For example, the quarterback wasn't actually hit in the head, or they're also allowing intentional grounding. The quarterback was okay. in or out of the pocket.
Okay.
So it wouldn't be something like a late hit or he fell on him. You know what I mean?
Okay. They'd have to review like where this person hit them.
In the head, in the knee, something like that. Do we like this?
What's the problem?
Okay. So I want to ask you, do you think this is a good idea up front?
I mean, it does sound like a good idea.
Oh, okay.
But this person, is that a challenge? The person up in the booth is just going to make that call.
That I don't know, because it says it will allow the replay assistant to do it. Mm. So that wouldn't.
On its own?
Yes, that does sound like it would be on its own thing.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the first problem.
It sounds like it would slow the game up.
It's gonna slow the game
up. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
First problem is what you just described.
Yeah.
It is up to the discretion of the replay assistant to make a call on whether or not it should be reviewed. So just because we see it doesn't mean the replay assistant's going to see it. It is going to slow down the game.
Yeah.
Even if it's a quick challenge, it's going to slow down the game. But it's going to cause more controversy because we're getting it into this what really is roughing the passer situation, because you will have a referee who has one opinion.
Yeah.
You will have a guy in the sky that has another opinion, and this will be wildly different amongst every game every Sunday throughout the country.
So all right.
Would they have already had to call roughing the passer?
This is the impression I'm getting, and that's another problem.
Because if there was no call, you can't review anything, right? So they could still miss it, and that defeats the whole purpose of this.
You got it. So it's not fair on that way either. So they tried something like this a couple of years ago.
What'd they do?
With pass interference. Do you remember when the NFL did this?
No.
For one season, they allowed coaches to review pass interference. And they scrapped it because they changed almost none of the pass interference calls.
Oh, so it didn't even matter anyway.
It slowed the game down. It didn't change anything because, again, nobody really knew, because multiple people were making the call at the same time, what pass interference was.
All right.
It's a problem.
Okay.
But the biggest problem for us here in Western New York.
Yeah, what's that?
This is going to hurt the Bills more than it's going to hurt any other team.
So how does it hurt Josh Allen?
He is really good at drawing roughing the passer calls that are borderline roughing the passer calls.
He's a good actor.
Proposing to Haley Steinfeld really helped his game in the offseason. Okay.
Honestly, most of the top quarterbacks are good at that. I think at this point, whether you love it or
Mahomes
hate it.
Really good at it.
Whether you love or hate it, it's kind of part of the game.
You got to do a little acting.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes, sell it.
Yes. And I'm telling you right now, this is going to hurt the Bills more than it hurts any other team in the NFL.
Oh, that sucks.
And, like, here's what I'm thinking, too, as a Bills fan, right? Like, I know when it happens, it's frustrating, right? When it's a roughing the passer that isn't actually roughing the passer and they got the 15 yards and the automatic first down. Kimmy, I can't think of a game in the last 5 years where a bad roughing the passer call cost us a game. I can't think of a game in the last 5 years where it, even in the moment, I was like, oh my God, this is terrible.
A game changer.
Has it cost a game, but it's helped? I mean, it's helped teams out, but I can't think of like a game-defying roughing the passer.
I'm talking just Bills games.
Yeah.
I can't think of a single one.
Or did they change the momentum of the game?
Or like, you know, in the last 3 minutes, it kept a drive alive, something like that, where it hurt us.
I feel like there's one we're missing. I do feel
WCMF.
Like Josh Allen has benefited from those calls. And I want to say, like, there have been a couple of circumstances where it's kept that drive going.
For us, helped.
Okay.
Hurt us.
All right.
And I'm also of the belief, and I get in this argument all the time with people that want to call the show or scream at me while I'm out walking around.
Mm.
The calls even themselves out, even when they're bad calls. There are very few times where you can point to one single call, look at the rest of the game, and not find a call that went your way in the same way.
All right, so it all comes down to one.
That's kind of what I believe. Kind of what I believe. Right. A little bit. I hate this.
So they're going to start it this season.
Starts this year. So it will apply to roughing the passer and Intentional grounding.
Okay. All right. Well,
you still like it?
I kind of do.
Why do you like it?
I don't know. It sounds like, you know, it's like another element of the game. Like they it's another tool to get it right. Mm.
Do you know why the NFL is so popular?
Oh.
252 to BCMF, 252-9263.
Big men hurting each other?
It is the most popular sport in America because the game is simple.
Yeah.
10 yards for a first down. You cross that line, it's a touchdown. 3 points through the hole.
And Europeans still don't get it.
Basketball has a lot of complicated rules and moving parts. Hockey.
Forget about
it. Okay, there you go.
Cricket on ice.
And baseball, too. You have to be like you.
You think basketball is more complicated than football? I would say that's the most simple.
Well, let me put it this way. There was something that happened in the...
I can jump in. Even if you stink at it, you can jump in and play pickup basketball. You'd have to explain some things to somebody who wants to play football.
Oh, you can play, jump in and play all the sports we're talking about. I'm talking about rules that affect the game because there was something that happened in the NCAA tournament over the weekend where I've watched basketball my whole life. I did not know you could send someone out of bounds in an inbounds pass, pass it to that person out of bounds who could then pass it into the game.
Okay.
But the point I'm making is most NFL rules are simple. You can't drag him down when he's catching a pass. You can't hit the quarterback after this point. You're making it more complicated.
I don't know. Don't you think we discuss in depth controversial NFL calls more than any other sport?
We do.
There's just so much to analyze and such a fine line for some of those calls that I don't know. There are people like years later that will talk about things that defined a game and how the whistle affected, you know, a playoff game or a Super Bowl.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Okay. All right. I'm just thinking, like, does it hurt or help a pass rush defense that gets those calls or sometimes, man, that wasn't even roughing the passer. Come on.
Well, it would help them.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, like, if you have a team that constantly hurts them, that's going to help them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, to I bet you it doesn't make a difference. Except it slows the game down. I think that's going to be the thing that's going to piss people off. Like, you're ready to go, and this dick in a booth is still scratching his ass up there.
And that's what it's going to be. I mean, you're the guy who sits here and says you only have one football game in you a week. Well, now, potentially extend that game by 3 to 7 minutes.
That's another cocktail.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, I kind of like that.
Now, your hands and knees drunk. You just pooped in your tracksuit.
Oh, that's not good.
That's not coming out. Thank God you wear
the brown one. I need that rust-colored one back.
252 WCMF. Again, the NFL announces yesterday they will let the replay assistant correct certain types of incorrect roughing the passer calls. It'll just be the objective ones. QB was or wasn't hitting the head, hitting the knees.
Yeah.
The ones that are subjective, those are irreviewable. Let's talk to Devin real quick before we move on. Hey, Devin, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys.
What up?
I can't think of one that affected the Bills. But if you remember the one where the Chiefs and Patriots played and Tom Brady got that horrible run for the passer call, that's the one I can remember the most.
But you had to go back 7 years for that.
Yeah. But still, that definitely affected the outcome of that game.
All right.
As much as I hate the Chiefs, you know.
Well, if it's Patriots, I mean, it's a mutual, you know.
Yeah.
It's a whole hope the field.
We didn't know back then, though.
Yeah, no, good point. All right, Devin, thank you for going back 7 years, buddy.
Yes, sir.
All right, there goes Devin.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Okay, let's take a break.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.